Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everyday Carry Christian. I'm Pastor Steve. Our Everyday Carry Christian skill, life skill, thriving skill for the soul today is to receive and listen and keep good advice. One person commented on the advice he received while growing up when he was asking about going swimming. Well, many people drown without being noticed. You better not go swimming. Or badminton. You could tear your Achilles if you go and play badminton. What about camping? Well, you may get mauled by a bear. Hiking? One wrong step and you'll plunge to your death. How about staying at a friend's cabin? Well, their parents might be murderers. And this person suggested then, cue the socially inept, awkward teenager who says no to anything and everything growing up. I'm not sure what kind of advice you have been receiving or from whom you've been listening, but the Bible talks about getting good advice, sound wisdom, and really true understanding of the way that life is. And Proverbs is all about that. It's the wisdom of God here in written form. And we're in Proverbs chapter 4, and we'll begin reading in verses 1 through 4. Shema, or hear, that's a great word in the Old Testament, to hear with the intent to act upon what you are hearing. Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. The word doctrine means learning or teaching. And here's Solomon talking to his son saying, I'm giving you good learning and good teaching. God's given me all this wisdom, and I'm sharing some of that with you. And by the way, young people, our parents have a lot more experience and probably have a lot more wisdom. Years doesn't always result in experience, does not always result in wisdom. But they probably have some more wisdom because of the years. And mostly we have wisdom with what we do with the years that God has given to us. And so he says, I give you good doctrine or learning. Forsake ye not my law. The word forsake means to leave. Don't leave my law. The word Torah, where we get Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, is the Pentateuch. And in that we have the Torah or the law of Moses. And so we have, he says, don't leave it. Don't leave my law. Don't leave my Torah. Here's my instructions for living. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. So you think about David and Bathsheba. Their first child died just in infancy. And then you have Solomon, who was born. And that's what he's talking about here. And he received a lot of good teaching from his father David. And so then he says, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. The word retain means to grasp or to support or to attain, to grab a hold of something. We need to grab a hold of good advice and not let go. Grab a hold of good teaching, things that are time tested, things that are reasonable, things that are very clearly resulting in success, not harm or danger. We want to find those things and cling onto them and grasp onto them. He says, keep then my commandments and live. The word keep means to watch or to preserve. It's a good idea to have good examples that you're watching. And when he's talking about watching or preserving his commandments, I'm watching, okay, I'm watching my life. I'm watching what I need to do, not just because it's expected of me, but I want the outcome. Don't you want the outcome of a successful life or a blessed life or a life of peace? Well, that won't happen if you're not watching the commandments, not out of duty and obligation. Well, Dad said so, or God said so, and if I don't, then it's going to be a terrible thing, or I'll be punished. No, that's not the motivation. The motivation here is, or the result is, I'm going to watch and preserve these commandments and live. I'll have a good result because I'm following the truth that God gives. And so there's a lot of different advice out there, but we need to follow God the Father's advice, like Solomon was encouraging his son to listen and watch and follow the advice that he would give. Today's Everyday Carry skill is to hear those wise words and have some good counselors in your life, and listen to the wisdom and apply it in your life.